Plaid creates a new entity for better lending with cash flow data. Plaid has created a new entity that will build solutions for customers who want ready-made credit risk insights from consumer-permissioned cash flow data. Rabobank moves forward with the privatization of DataKeeper. Netherlands-based banking and financial services company Rabobank has privatized the DataKeeper ID wallet solution. Chipper Cash strengthens partnership with Visa. Financial services company Chipper Cash has partnered with Visa in order to optimize financial inclusion and overall development across the African continent. Volante Technologies raises US$66 million in investment round. Cloud payments and financial messaging provider Volante Technologies has raised US$66 million in an investment round led by Sixth Street Growth. Froda and Ageras expand financing for SMEs across Europe. Sweden-based fintech Froda has partnered with Denmark-based software provider Ageras to increase access to finance for SMEs across Europe. MangoPay partners with Aria. Platform-specific payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has partnered with France-based embedded invoice financing provider Aria. OpenPay partners with Yapılı. Denmark-based OpenPay has announced its partnership with Yapılı, an open banking API provider, to facilitate optimized cross-border P2P money transfers in Europe. PayPal collaborates with Commerce Tools to improve payment options. US-based financial technology company PayPal has partnered with Germany-based digital commerce company Commerce Tools to improve payment options. Funds and electronic transfer solutions and UPI to launch virtual cards in Nigeria. Nigeria-based Funds and Electronic Transfer Solutions, FETS, has partnered with UnionPay International to issue virtual cards through the FETS app in Nigeria. Earlypay acquires Timelio. Earlypay has announced its acquisition of the assets and loan portfolio of Australia-based fintech Timelio, aiming to optimize SME's development process in the region. AlmaSafer offers flexible payments to travelers with Tabby. MENA-based BNPL platform Tabby has become available as a flexible payment option on Saudi Arabia-based AlmaSafer's travel platforms. Fingerprints partners with InGroup. Biometric company Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, has partnered with InGroup to collaborate on the latter's Smart Packaging Solutions, SPS. Denmark shifts to MitID as legacy digital ID becomes inactive. Denmark has rendered its national digital ID system NemID inactive as it switches to a more secure system developed by Nets, MitID. Wirex announces metal card and membership plan enhancement. Wirex has announced the launch of its metal card, accompanied by an enhanced membership plan to offer benefits and a personalized experience for its users. Volante raises $66 million. Cloud payments fintech Volante Technologies has raised $66 million in a funding round led by Sixth Street Growth. MasterCard simulates eHucked for multi-token pilot trials. MasterCard has demonstrated how commercial bank rails could drive adoptions of central bank digital currencies as part of trials of an EHK CBDC program. Volt appoints former Stripe Europe CEO as special advisor. London-based open payments gateway Volt has brought in former Stripe Europe CEO Matt Henderson as a special advisor to the board. SurePay opens developer portal. SurePay, the pioneer behind confirmation of payee, is excited to introduce the SurePay developer portal, an innovative platform designed to empower developers with the full potential of SurePay's offerings. at PayTaps Pismo for in-store and online payments. Fintech disruptor AtPay, has chosen Pismo's cloud-native API-based platform to support its operations in Australia. Primer Bags Tencent Investment. Primer, the unified infrastructure for global payments and commerce, has secured investment from the world's leading internet company Tencent. MangoPay and Aria bid to transform the payment experience for B2B marketplaces. MangoPay, a platform-specific payment infrastructure provider, announces a new partnership with Aria, a leading provider of deferred payment infrastructure for B2B marketplaces and platforms. ShieldPay appoints DG Adu as Chief Technology Officer. ShieldPay, the market leader in complex high-value B2B digital payments, has announced the appointment of DG Adu as Chief Technology Officer. Italian BNPL startup Komodo raises 34.5 meters in pre-seed funding. Italian fintech Komodo has raised 34.5 meters in a seed funding round led by Fasanara Capital. Stanchion recruits Sean Hulley from PayPal as Director of Global Sales Engineering. Stanchion Payments, a prominent global provider of payment technology, is proud to announce the appointment of seasoned payments professional Sean Hulley, who will use his wealth of international industry experience to head up the leading paytech solution provider's skilled and dynamic sales engineering team as Director of Global Sales Engineering. OpenPay integrates with Yapılı for international P2P payments. OpenPay, a fintech firm based in Denmark, has partnered with Yapılı, an international open banking API provider, to facilitate seamless cross-border, peer-to-peer money transfers. FinXP collaborates with MasterCard for cross-border payments. FinXP, a European payments and banking solutions provider, is pleased to announce its strategic collaboration with MasterCard to introduce an innovative cross-border payment solution, named FinXP Plus. Clear Junction introduces confirmation of payee service to counter app fraud. Clear Junction, a global leader in cross-border payment solutions for regulated institutions, has announced the launch of its new confirmation of payee, COP, service. Travelex appoints Jackie Uhi from HSBC as Global Retail Director. Travelex, a market-leading foreign exchange brand, has appointed a global retail director to drive the next stage of its retail development and international market growth. Deutsche BRSE to focus on investment solutions and digital assets under Horizon 2026 strategy. At today's Investor Day, Deutsche BRSE AG will present its new Horizon 2026 strategy. Bond. I acquires Elastic. Bond. I is excited to announce it has acquired Elastic, Inc. based in Lehi, Utah. Cobalt FX launches Trade Notification Network. A single point of failure, SPOF, in FX post-trade messaging, created by decades of market consolidation, poses a significant threat to the entire global financial ecosystem, says industry veteran Andy Coyne of Cobalt FX, voicing his concerns as the British fintech launches its alternative post-trade messaging service in efforts to de-risk FX and deal with lack of competition in the world's effectively largest market. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.